Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes, to bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." Let us be conscious that we are taking in three deep breaths, that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale, lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach, and breathe in that life-giving, energizing breath of the Spirit. Hold. Now bring your attention into the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul. Inhale. Hold. As we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be conscious and intentional that for the next 9 or so minutes, we are consciously choosing to commune with the ground of being, the source of all that is, God in us as us. Inhale. Gently, slowly, release. This morning we're concluding Psalm 103 for Psalms for Praying, an Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Merrill. Gentle us, O compassionate one, that we tread the earth lightly and with grace, spreading peace, goodness, and love, without harm to any creature. For in gentle serenity is strength and assurance. Confusion and suspicion find no home here. In all things may we be grateful, our hearts open to joy. O mighty counselor, speak to us within our hearts. Let your voice be heard. And as we listen and heed your way, joy will be our song of thanks as you lead us into the silence. We become friends with solitude. With trust in you, our lives become simple. Assurance and peace, leaving no room for fear. All that we have is a gift from you, O gracious beloved. All that we are is yours as well. May we come to see that all we give to others, we give to ourselves in you. As the earth produces abundant harvests, when the sun and rain nourish the seeds, so our fruits bless others as we grow in trust and love. Teach us, O merciful one, to have generous hearts, offering all we are in the name of love. As spring and summer follow, the autumn and winter, so our lives have their seasons. Help us to live in the eternal moment, awaiting your perfect timing in all things. May we be content to wait in peace, until you stir the waters within to act. May we be patient with ourselves and with others. Oh, that we might have the light of wisdom, the steadfastness of faith. In you alone is our trust, O Holy One. Walking your way is the truth that sets us free. Oh, that we may open our minds and hearts and welcome you into our home, that we may live each day conversing with you, O loving companion presence. As you have led all generations through times of turmoil and war, guide us now, O Blessed One, along the paths of peace. May the people of all nations break the bonds of fear-filled oppression. May they bless one another with forgiveness. Blessed be the one who lives and dwells among us. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, as we consciously come into your presence, to rest in the silence, in the solitude of our being, in the depths of our soul, communing with you, the ever-indwelling eternal spirit of life. We come consciously into your presence, acknowledging your source, your spirit, your presence, your power, your love, your life, that enlivens, that quickens, that renews and restores us. With hearts filled with gratitude and deep, deep appreciation for this awareness of this one life, this one power, this one presence that is everywhere present and right where we are. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. As we consciously commune with you at this time, and bringing every need, every want, every desire, every request that each sentient being has upon this planet before your throne of grace at this moment, be it need for the healing of mind, of body, of spirit, of finances, of relationships, of whatever it is, we know that there is nothing too hard for you to do. So we give thanks for your healing energy that quickens, renews, restores, replenishes. We give thanks that in spite of all that is going on at this time, that we can remain optimistic, that we can remain positive, that we can remain conscious and affirming, that irrespective of appearances, your life, love, presence, power is ever abiding, ever supplying, ever blessing each and every one of us. O Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, for the disasters that are happening around the world, the earthquakes, the mudslides, the snows, the floods, here and around our globe, we ask that people be safe. We know that there is so much need happening in our world at this time, from corruption, poverty, to conflict, to war, and everything else that we as humans can find to do to one another and to our earth. I lay it all before you now, asking that you find a way for us to live more peacefully, more lovingly, more accepting. That we look beyond what we see as so divisive. Be it color, be it race, be it religion, be it politics, be it gender orientation. Let us come to the remembrance that you created us all equal in your image and likeness. You didn't differentiate, you didn't separate. You saw all of creation as good and very good. So let us cleanse our hearts of anything that might be seeing separateness or those that are different from us as the other. Let us do our part to bring healing, to bring light, to bring justice, to bring love into our world that is so in need of it. We ask for guidance and direction for those that lead and govern us, that they truly would look to do the highest and the best for the people to which they've been elected to serve. O Divine Beloved, Ground of Being, Source of All That Is. You said, before you call, I will answer. While you yet speak, I have heard. So for anything I have failed to ask, I know you will not fail to bless us. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our prayer of intention. Repeat after me. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly. Beloved, I wish you a very blessed and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we come together on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.
Yeah.